Okay, kiiten el kiiten yisro el chamor an axe a shor. I sev chabehim al lishmor to guard a mace. It dies on nishbar. What does it mean nishbar? Nishbar, it breaks. That's not the type of word we use in reference to an animal. It's interesting that the Torah uses the word nishbar. You have a computer, it breaks. You have a chair, it breaks. A desk, it breaks. An animal, you say it was injured. It got the choyle, became sick. And you don't usually use the word nishbar. Yet the Torah does nishbar or nishba. Nishba means it was captured. Someone stole it. Ein ro'eh, and there is no witness to know exactly what happened. In other words, it's the word of the guardian against the word of the owner. The owner says to the guardian, where is my animal? So the guardian says, I'm sorry, it died. Or I'm sorry, it nishbar, it broke its leg. It broke naturally. I didn't break it. I didn't go hurt it. It got hurt by itself. Or it was captured. It was some robbers came and captured it. Ein ro'eh. So the pasuk goes on to say with the next pasuk, Shuas Hashem. Okay, the pasuk goes on to say, Shuas Hashem tiyeh bein shneihem. We'll do the three pasukim together. There should be an oath between the two of them. Im lo yisholach yodei b'melech esreihu. And the guardian has to swear that he did not steal it, he did not use it. V'lokach be'olav v'lo yishalem. And the owner takes, I guess, the dead body. If it died, the nevela. If it's injured, he takes the animal the way it is. V'lo yishalem, and the guardian does not pay. V'im gonov yigonev me'imo yishalem levalos. It was stolen, then he has to pay. Im teref yitref yivu eight. If it's ripped apart, hatrefo lo yishalem. Okay, so we over here four psukim, and this is a parasha in and of itself. We have to really see what these four psukim mean. So let's go to the Rashi's. But let's say an accident happened. Going mace me'at, who dies by itself, a nishbar, it breaks a leg, a nishba, it was captured, b'choska, alidei listed, it was stolen forcefully by robbers, ve'ein re'esh shayoid badavar. Then the next pasuk says he can make a shua. So before we go further, we have over here Rashi already has answered part of the very big mystery. And these four psukim, starting with pasuk Tess, Yud Alpha, Yud Beis, we're dealing with a Shomer Socher. A guardian, he's guarding an object for money. Not to be confused with what we spent the whole day on yesterday. Yesterday we learned three psukim. We learned three psukim, pasuk 6, 7, and 8. And those three psukim was dealing with a Shomer Chinam, a person that was watching something for free. I'm doing you the favor. I'm guarding your item. You went to Florida. You went away. I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to guard your object. And in that case, when you're doing it for free, that's why yesterday we learned that you don't have to pay. If you said it was stolen, you don't have to pay anything. You don't have to even swear. You don't have to even swear. The only time you have to swear is if he's moide b'miksas. But if you're not moide b'miksas, you don't have to swear. Now we're dealing with a new parasha, new sugina. Now we're going when Kitin Ishale Chamor Ashar Sev Chobim Lishmor. Here it's for money. And now it's May So Nishbar or Nishba Ein Ro'eh. So now it says the next. So we review that Rashi one more time very quickly. Kitin Ishale Chamor Ashar Parish Rishon Nebra Bashamachina. Yesterday we learned the three Psukim Shamachina. Lefichli for Potaboya Saga Neva. Ashamachina, who says it was stolen. It's my word against yours. It's exempt. You didn't pay me. You get what you pay for. Then he swears that we lamadata shepoiter atzma b'shvuzo. Okay, that's a little bit difficult with Rashi there because we learned yesterday you only have to examine yourself when it's moed b'miksas. Or I believe that for now. Parzu amur b'shama socher lefichach. Even if you swear, it's not going to help you. You're still going to have to go pay because you're being paid. Okay, you're not going to be exempt. Like it says, I'm going to, you're going to have me'imo yishalem, if it's stolen, yishalem, aval alo oines, but an accident, when meis me'atzma, if it dies by itself, a nishbar, breaks a leg, a nishbar, b'choska, they list them, ein ro'ay ha'shoyod b'adover, there's no one to see, then you're going to be exempt by making a shua. Next pasuk, next rashi, shua sashem tiyem, yishav ha'shakein hu k'dvar, he swears, v'hu lo sholach bo'yad, l'shtamish b'li atzmai, he has to swear that he did not use it. He did not, a guardian is not allowed to use the object that he's watching. If he is guarding a chair, the guardian is not allowed to sit down in the chair. If the guardian sits down in the chair for 1 second, and then the chair is stolen, then the chair is armed robbers, or an accident, a bolt of lightning comes and destroys it, the guardian has to pay for the chair. The only time the guardian is exempt because of an accident is only if the guardian did not take advantage of having this object in his home. But if the guardian takes advantage and he uses it for his own private purposes, then the guardian is now fully responsible for anything that happens to the object, just as if he would have borrowed it. There's a general rule that if a person if you borrow, you're a shoyel, then you're fully responsible to the object no matter what happens to it. A person who's a shomer socher is not responsible for accidents, but if he uses it for himself illegally, then he becomes a shoyel, a borrower, and he's responsible. So here the guard has to swear that he did not use it for himself. Okay, so if that's the shvuah, Yeshava Shekein Hudra, Vuhu Shloshach Yibo Yad, Lishtamish Bolatzma, Shem Shoch Bo Yad, Yachanensa, Chayiv Bo Insin, he's going to be responsible. The Lokach Bolov, HaShavuah, what does the owner take the Shavuah? Velo Yishalem Loi HaShomer Klo. Okay, so the second Pasuk over here, Pasuk 10 says, now that he is a guardian for money, he makes a Shavuah between the two, that he did not steal it, of course, and he did not even use it. Now here's a very interesting Rashi. Rashi says that the owner, he accepts the oath, velo yishalem, and the guardian does not have to pay. Let's say it was stolen, then he does have to pay. Why does he have to pay in this case? Because a shomer socher is chayiv in Geneva. Next pasuk, im tarofi taref yiviu eid, atrefa lo yishalem. Let's say im tarofi taref, which means ali de chayo ro, it was an accident. Yiviu eid, yavi eidim shenitrefa ba'oinesu pater. If he does not want to swear, he can bring witnesses that it was ripped apart against his will, and he's exempt. Hatrefa lo yishalem, eino oimer trefa lo yishalem, ela hatrefa. It doesn't say trefa, but it says the hei hayidia, hatrefa, yeish trefa shum mishan, yeish trefa she'enei mishalem. It depends. If it's the trefas chosul v'shu'ol v'ne'unimiyo, then mishalem. But let's say it's trefa ze'ev ari doiv nochash einer mishalem. What's the difference? A person who's a guardian is only and is being paid is only exempt from accidents that are unavoidable. But an accident that is avoidable, a shomer socher is responsible. So if the animal he's guarding was bitten by a cat, by a fox, and unemia. Unemia is also some kind of domesticated animal. I don't know what it is. But these animals, if the guardian was a little bit more careful, then nothing would have happened. It's only because of the negligence of the guardian that the cat, the fox, and the nemoya attacked the animal. But let's say the animal is attacked by a wolf, a lion, or a bear, or a snake, then you're exempt. Because those are pure accidents. There's nothing I could have done. Umi l'choshcha lodun kein. Who told you there's a difference? Sherei Kosov, it says, Umeso Nishmar or Nishmar. How do you know? No, so it says about it dies or it's broken or it's captured. Ma Miso Shein Yochol Lahatzil, Af Shever Ushviya Shein Yochol Lahatzil. It says that it dies. So the more you're making a drosha, it says what happened to the animal dies. Dying, there's nothing you can do. The ultimate tyrant is the Malach HaMavis. There's nothing you can do to prevent the Malach HaMavis. Just like Misa, you can't prevent. So too, when it breaks its leg or it's captured, other types of accidents, it has to be in the category where there's nothing you could have done about it. But if you could have prevented this from happening, like a fox or a cat or this little creature called the Nemia, I don't know what that is. How do they translate this in English? Let's see. The Nemia, what's the Nemia? A marten. What is a marten? I never knew what this word is. They always have this in let's see what it says over here in Google. Let's see Vashteta on the screen. Let's see a marten. Okay, here we go. It's a marten. A marten. Martin Luther King. Right? Martin animal. Animal. Let's type Martin animal. Here we go. You like here images. Martin. Mayor, you see what I'm, do you see what I'm seeing, Mayor? You see all the Martins over here on the screen? It looks like a cat. Okay? It looks like a cat. A Martin is like a cat. Right? What's the chiddush in a Martin? It looks a little bit, look at this guy. This guy looks a little bit violent, this guy. Okay, look a little scary, some of these guys. But okay, it's like a cat. It's an animal which you, if you really want, you can prevent them from attacking. Alright, so that's what says over here. Go back over here to the Rashi over here. Fine. Okay, so therefore this is the whole pasuk. So we learn over here, if it's been ripped apart. You bring a witness to testify what has happened, and then it says hatarefo dehe haidia lo yishalem, only when it was ripped apart through an unavoidable accident. But if it was an avoidable accident, you're not going to be responsible. So Baruch Hashem, we learned over here now four psukim. Okay, these are four psukim which are the parasha is over. Now we have a pay which is a parasha psucha. So we have over here the sugya of the shomer sachar. And it dies on nishbar or nishba in ein ro'eh, and we know the drasha at the end when it says mace of him is a mace. Death is unavoidable. Likewise, nishbar or nishba is also unavoidable, and no one, there are no witnesses. So if there are witnesses, so here it says ein ro'eh. If there are no witnesses, then you need to make a shvua to be exempt. But if there are witnesses, then just bring the witness. Yivyehu eid. And then you're going to be exempt. But only when it's hat tarefa, only when it's unavoidable. But if it was avoidable, then you're going to be responsible no matter what. And what is the shvua? The shvua you make is that you didn't steal it, of course, and you did not also use it for your own benefit. Okay, so we went through all the Rashis. We went of these four psukim. Now let's take a look over here at the Targum. And see if the Targum has anything to add or anything to disagree. So we start again the pasuk. Yitein ish ro'eh l'chamor shor sev chovim l'shmor l'meitzvah nishmor nishmor o'in ro'eh. Arei yitein gvar l'chavrei chamar donkey oi sarin or an ax oi imar sheep. Okay, v'chol bira. A shor chamor shor seh. Okay, v'chol bira or any animal l'mitar to guard. Umis, it dies. Itvar breaks, or ishtabi, it's captured by armed robbers. Lestichazen, there's no one that saw what happened. Pasuk so far seems pretty straightforward. It says, Yeshua Hashem, mol mosad Hashem, an oath of Hashem tibein tarvehoin, imloy oishud yedei b'modim saleh. The same thing we learned yesterday is that when it says here, b'molech esrei, we have a chidush in the Targum. The Targum translates the word b'meleches, what your friend gave to you. We don't refer to this as the object. Meleches means the property. Okay, see in the English, it translates the word b'meleches as the property of the other. The property. The meleches, the object. Targum, just like yesterday, said it means does not translate the proper means b'mor dimsar lechari, what his friend delivered, what his friend gave to him. A very interesting translation. Does he mean that that's the literal translation? B'melechas means what he gave, or melechas means it means a property, and the Targum is coming to explain the pasuk according to the interpretation of the pasuk, not necessarily according to its literal translation. We do know that the Targum does that sometimes. He adds words in and he explains what the pasuk means to say, and does not necessarily give you a literal translation. But in this case, we have to ask, is the word b'melechas to be taken literally? Maybe somehow the word b'melechas means what he delivered, what he handed over to you. It is a literal translation. Or maybe no, he's ignoring the literal translation and he's giving you the flavor of the pasuk. Okay. V'lokach b'olav lo yishalem. Fine. And he will take, and lach b'olav, we learned, v'kabel morei minei. And here is an excellent, this is excellent. You see, look at this. This is very, very good here. This was kedai to come tonight for this. You see, if the Targum says, when we learned this part of Vlokach Bolov, what does it mean Vlokach Bolov? Let's go back to Shul Shul Mikra. Shuluas Hashem Tia Bein Shneim Im Lo Shalach Edem Vlokach Hashem. He has to make a shul that he did not use it. And then it says Vlokach Be'olov. What does that mean? He will take it. Take what? The animal is dead. The animal is gone. It's been stolen. It's disappeared. There's nothing to take. So Rashi answered the question. V'lokach b'olav means v'lokach b'olav ha-shavua. He will accept the shavua. The guardian has made an oath that he did not steal it. He did not mishandle it. He did not use it for himself. And the owner will accept it. The owner has to accept the oath. V'lokach b'olav. He will accept the oath. That's what Rashi says. Bashua. See, the Targum says exactly the same thing. Vikabel more mine mo mosa. Mo mosa is the oath. It doesn't say the word here, the oath. It only says the word the oath in the beginning of the pasuk. Shavuas Hashem tia bein shneya. The mo mosa da Hashem tia bein tar vehoin. And now, at the end of the pasuk, it says v'lokach b'olav. The owner will accept the shavua that is made by the guardian, and v'lo yishalim, the guardian does not have to pay. Okay, next pasuk yud aleph, v'im iskinova yiskinev me'imei, let's say it was stolen. Oh, you're a shoymer sochar. Then if it was stolen, you are responsible. Stam petty theft, the guardian is responsible. The only time the guardian is exempt, if it's what's called listim mezuyin, armed robbers. That's not the case over here. It was stolen in a regular way. Therefore, he's going to be responsible. Yishalim lebolov. Okay, then we go to the last pasuk. Okay, it's very straightforward. It's going to be mine. Yishalim lemoro. You have to pay. Im teref yitoref. Im it voro yitbar. Yaisei sadin. Bring witnesses. Disvira. Disviro lo yishalem. Okay, what is he trying to say over here? What's in the English? It was torn apart. Okay, it was torn apart, killed by wild beasts. He, the watcher, must provide witnesses that it was torn apart. Okay, if he wants to exempt himself by without a shua. Okay, I think it's pretty straightforward. I mean, I don't know why they put this in bold. Let me go back and see why I put it in bold. Is boro yitbar, if it's ripped apart. Now, interesting over here is that he's taking the word toref yitoref. He's translating the word as going back on oy nishbar. You see here it says itbar. When this parsha started, pasuk 9, he didn't shalvei chamor oshar oisev chalvei malishmor meis o nishbar. It died, or it's nishbar. Oy nishbo, it's captured. And Rashi told us nishbo means by an armed robber. Nishbo or nishbar, oy nishbo, bechozko, alide listen. That's an accident. That's not under your control. Armed robbers. So we know mace dies on its own. Nishbo means bandits, armed robbery. Nothing you can do about it. What's nishbar? Nishbar is, Rashi says, O nishbo, All nishpar. What's nishpar mean? It broke. What uncle is say over here in this pasuk? Oh, itbar. Now we come to the end. Im toroif yi toreif. Yivi ehu eight. What does the Targum say? Im it vora yitbar yesi sadi disvira lo yishalem. It seems that the word im toroif yi toreif yivu eight is only going back on the case of nishbar. What about nishbo or mace? Why doesn't he need to bring witnesses that it was nishbo or it was mace? Okay, so, I mean, Rashi didn't explain this. So let's see, maybe over here he says something over here. Pasuk 10. Okay, let's see what he says over here. Pasuk 10. Okay. Okay, more. Okay, let's say mine most of okay, shuv who be gamara. Voik in the first one, we know he was over here. I am sure this is a little bit of a shalom. First, the shalom you can avail. Okay, I am the shalom. Roiv targum was shuv who kim. He doesn't say anything over here. He says some other interesting things over here, which I'm not going to get into. It's not our topic. It varo yitbar. Betargum yonison ben uzil hoisif min chayois bura from wild animals. Shatrefa nikra shavura. Kmo shachiach harashbar beaposik benavim. Ye say, loshon hakos of yavi, vachinish uncle is sakina shemikul kamon yuyema. Witnesses, okay, I'm reading over what is over here. No, not really. Okay, that's what it says over here. We'll leave with that. Okay. Now we go to the next sugya. Okay, so we learned the sugya of the Shomer Chinam and the Shomer Socha. Now we come to the next example. The Shoyel. V'chi yishal ish me'im re'eyu v'nishbar oimeis. And the animal breaks, it's ripped apart. Nishbar means somehow the animal is broken. It can be broken in many different ways. Oimeis. Be'olav ein imoy. Now these three words change the whole world. Be'olav ein imoy. Shalem Yishan. So this pasuk, now pasuk 13, we're learning now about the law of a borrower. And the law of the borrower is responsible for anything that happens. If a person borrows someone's hammer and lightning comes from heaven and destroys the hammer, it doesn't matter. The guardian, the borrower, is fully responsible to pay every last penny of that hammer. There's one exception. The only exception is if the owner of the hammer happens to be sitting around the dining room table with him when the bolt of lightning comes from heaven and destroys the hammer, he is present when the accident happens, then and only then is the borrower exempt. Exactly the same thing happens. You have a hammer, I borrow a hammer, and the hammer's on the dining room table, and a bolt of lightning comes and destroys it. I have to pay the full value. If at the moment when the bolt of lightning destroyed the hammer, it happens to be, punkt, hashgacha pratis, the owner came to visit, he just came to visit. at that moment in time, and he's there when it happened, the same exact thing happened, then the borrower is exempt. Because it says here, Ba'olav Einimo Shalem Yeshalem. Okay, that's this point. Let's see what it says over here in Rashi. V'yishal Ba'ol Lamed Al Shoyel Shuchai Ba'insin. No exemptions. Ba'olav Einimo Im Ba'olav Shal Shor Einoi Im HaShoyel B'Malachtoi. That's only when he's not present. But if he is present, he's going to be responsible. Okay, now let's go to the next pasuk. Okay, let's go to the next, this is the two pasukim here in this parsha. Let's say in Balov Imoi, Lo Yishalem, you don't pay. And then it says Im Sochirhu Ba Bischor. Now what does that mean? Let's see the Rashi. In Balov Imo, Bein Shahu Ba'isa Malacha, Bein Shu Malacha Cheres. It doesn't make a difference why the owner is present. If the owner could be present, maybe the owner is helping him bang nails into the wall. Or the owner is there because they're watching the Super Bowl. It doesn't make a difference. If the owner of the hammer happens to be there at the moment when the hammer is destroyed, what does that mean exactly? If he was with him at the time of the she'ela, oh wait, I don't know what this means over here. In balav imoy lo yishalem. What does that mean? Bein shuv oisam lach bein shuv b'malacheres. In haye imoy b'shas she'ela. If he was with him at the time of the she'ela, einoy tzarach liyos imoy b'shas shavira umisa. What? I don't know. I really don't know what that means. What does that mean exactly? You have to see maybe in the sefer. I'll see what it says. Im sochir, let's say he's a sochir. Im ashar ein shol el sochor ba b'scharay liyad hasochir hazeh. It came with money. I paid to rent the animal. V'loy v'sheila v'ein kol hanos shaloi. I don't get the full benefit because I have to pay. Shahari ayde scharay nishdamish. I don't get the full benefit. I have to pay. The Eloi Mishpat Sholas Chayboyin, and then I'm not responsible. The Loi Perash Madina, Im Keshoy Merchinim, Oi Keshoy Mesocher, the Firliv, Nechabu Chamish Shol, Soicha Ketim Shalom, Rami Oi Mekeshoy Merchinim, Rami Yudim Mekeshoy Mesocher. So here we have Machlaikis. Here we have the fourth guardian, Im Socher, who let's say the guardian has paid good hard earned money to use this object. Bob is Chorai, the Pasik says, it has come to him through money. How do you teach those words? Ba b'scharoi, the payment is due. I don't like that translation. I don't know what it means. Let's grasp it. Im ashar ein shol el socher ba b'scharoi, it came. See, that's not the way he translates it in the English. Rashi says, ba, it has come into his possession through money. Ba, it has entered into the possession of the guardian, bischoroi, with money, liyara soicher hazeh, to the renter. The loy v'sheil, he didn't come into his possession, through borrowing, and therefore, v'ein kol hanos shaloi, he doesn't have the full benefit because he has to pay for it. Therefore, the rule is, he's not going to be responsible. Now, if he's not going to be responsible, so what is he? One thing that we know, the pasuk that tells us that the person who's a renter does not going to be like a borrower. But the pasuk does not tell us if he's going to be like a shomer chinam or a shomer sachar. And that is machlokes in the Gemara between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, if it's a shomer chinam or shomer sachar. All right, we have two pasukim here. And there's only one thing that I don't know what it means. In Bolov, Imay Bein Shu Ba'isa Malacha. Bein shu b'malacha cheres, hoye ima b'shash she'ela, eino yitzach lios ima b'shash she'viru umisa. I don't know what that means. I have to find out what that means. But basically, we learn over here two psukim now, the case of a borrower and the case of a renter. A borrower is fully responsible for every single thing that happens. V'chi yishal ish me'im re'i v'nishbar o'imes, ba'olav einimo shalim yishalim. The only time the borrower is going to be exempt is if the borrower is present at the moment when it breaks. In Balavim, well, let's say the owner is present with him at the moment when it breaks, in Lo Yishalem, period. And then in the middle of the Pasuk, in the very middle, without even a break, it's very strange, we immediately shift to the fourth guardian called a renter, someone who rents the property, im socherhu, it has come into his possession through money, and he's not responsible for accidents. Is he responsible for gineva, like a shomer socher, or is he exempt for a gineva, like a shomer chinam? That the pasuk does not say. That the pasuk leaves it to the Gemara. Okay, now let's see the Targum, how the Elohim learns these two psukim. Pasuk 13, Va'ade yishol givar min chavre. A person borrows from his friend. Ve'yitbar breaks or miss, or dies. More less ime, and the master, the owner, is not present. Shalma yishalem. Next, pasuk 14. Imore ime lo yishalem. He doesn't have to pay. Im agirahu al ba'agra has come into his possession through wages. So it's not really saying very much. Let me look over here at the ma'atzar. Some of the ma'atzar explains to you what Rashi really means. Ba'agre. Agra is rent. No, it does not really explain anything more over here. All right, so I really have to go find out what that pasuk means. What it means, I have to go look at Rashi Kipshuta, what it means over here. But maybe let me see if I can get it. Give me 1 second. Mamash, I have a second. Mayor, you see we have it over here. Mayor, you there, Mayor? Mayor, look, you see we have in Shmidden, we still have Rashi Kipshuta. It's the same people who made Chumash Kipshuta. The same one who made Chumash Kipshuta that said in the news that you should burn it. Here we have the other one. And it's still here in the shul. No one burnt it yet here. Okay, what does it mean over here in this pasuk over here?
It's only in Lakewood that they burn the slur.
Okay, this one I asked, did they also ban Rashi Kipshutai? So he told me some did, and some, no, he told me some did, some. It's the same cover, it's the same team of people, the same organization. So he told me some people did, some didn't. Some did, some didn't. He said it's not as bad, but here in this shul, we still have it here. They didn't do anything to it yet.
Did they burn it actually?
It said in the newspaper to burn it. I saw my own eyes. It said that they had to burn it. In,
but you don't know if anyone burned it.
I think it's. I heard that it's selling very, very well.
Yeah.
If people when you go and you put, that's the way it always goes.
Yeah, I think they should burn it. But they should put Malkiel in the middle of it.
All right. Well, let's not. Let's see what it says over here. Let me just see what it says over here. What it says over in this pasuk 22, pasuk 14. Let's see what's going to help us over here. 22, pasuk 14, pasuk tes, yud gimel. Im balim lo yishem im sochel ba b'scharai. Okay, let's see. Rashi kipshutai. Im balav imoy b'shas ha-she'ela. Im balav imo lo yishal. Im balav imo perushoy shebenoysev al ha-shar sheshoal gam shol esochel imo esbal ha-shar. Ooh. Okay. In Balav Imo means he hired the owner of the hammer. I borrow a hammer, and I also hire the owner of the hammer to help me. So the owner of the hammer is my worker, and the hammer I borrowed for free. Then the law is, if the hammer breaks, I'm exempt. Okay? Balav perusha shebenoisev al hashar sheshoal gam shoal oisocher, he borrowed, oisocher imo es habal hashar atzmoy la'asas melocha avuroi. Even if he's helping me for free, he's also, but he's working for me. Bain Shulhu Bo Isulha Bain Shubos Malachis Acheris, Bain Shamashulhoya Oived Avur Hashoil Imashar, Bain Shavar Avur Hashoil Malachis. In other words, I borrow the hammer and I also ask the owner of the hammer to come into my home and help me paint. The painting has nothing to do with the hammer. We already said this. Even if the Baal HaShor was with him at time of Shiloh, the Eloi Nemar Elapaska could in the Hazel Machine Potter Shogami of Shasashilo Begumbrasans. Hoyle Schnem Husku Paska Kodem, Hain Bishas Vilo Nemar Elapaska Kodem, he saw Machine Potter Elkashoyi Mogamishas Hashilo Begam Bishasoinis. Hoyle Schnem Husku Paska Kodem. Oh, so therefore, Itaki, see, help me out very much over here. Hain Shasoinis. Okay, so that's, he explained it, now I got it. He explained it, I didn't understand, he explained, what does he mean, what is the explanation? The explanation over here is that the owner of the hammer, I borrow a hammer. I am fully responsible if a bolt of lightning comes out and destroys the hammer. Now let's say what I told you before was incorrect. Let's say the owner of the hammer comes over to my home for tea. He comes over to schmooze. To watch the Super Bowl with me together. And while we're watching the Super Bowl, a bolt of lightning comes down and destroys the hammer. Am I responsible? Yes. It doesn't matter. If the owner is in my home and we're watching the Super Bowl together, then I am fully responsible for them, because the owner, even though he's present in my home, he's not working for me. He's not helping me. He just happens to be present. But when is there going to be an exemption? The exemption is if I borrow the hammer and I also ask him, could you please come to my home and help me paint, help me change the light bulbs, or help me bang nails? So if the owner of the hammer, at the moment of when the hammer breaks, is committed himself to work for me, even if he's not present, he went out for lunch, but he's either I hired him or he's volunteering to do work for me. And even if he's not home, he's not here now. Right now he went out for pizza. It doesn't matter. Since he is also under my jurisdiction, if a bolt of lightning comes down and destroys the hammer, I am exempt. That's what it means in Rashi. So Nachmol of Rashi, Rashi says, in Bal of Imolo Yishalim, what does it mean in Bal Imolo Yishalim? Bein shu ba'oisa malacha, if the owner of the hammer is also working for me, I paid him money to work for me, or he committed himself to work for me for free, and then during that period of time, the hammer breaks. Bein shu ba'oisa malacha, whether the hammer breaks when we're banging nails, or whether it breaks when he's doing something else, he's painting the house, he's not even using the hammer, ha'yima b'shash she'ela, then I'm exempt. Let's say when at one point in time when I borrowed it, I hired him, it was together, and now he's not here now he went out for lunch. He doesn't have to be present at this particular moment. I'm going to be exempt. That's what this pasuk is coming to say over here. All right.
So,
yeah.
If he's an employee. If the owner of the animal,
so he explains here in the commentary, he has to be either an employee. In order for me to be exempt, if I borrow someone's hammer, in order for me to be exempt from Einsin, the owner of the hammer has to either be my employee or has to have committed himself to work for me, to do work for me for free. And even if he's not present,
it doesn't matter where he is.
It doesn't matter where he is, but he's my employee or he's in the middle of, he agreed to do something for me. And the job is not yet done. And he's not even home now. He went to Florida for a couple of days.
Even if he's in Miami.
That's what it seems. If you want to, I don't know how far you're going to go. how far are you going to go? But over here he says either he's hired to you or he committed, he lent his services to you. And even if he's not in the room, he's not in your home at this moment, and the hammer breaks, then I am exempt. What's the logic? I don't know what the logic is. I borrow the hammer. I'm chayv in oinsin. But if the owner of the hammer is my employee, let's live with the employee for now, then I'm exempt. I'm not responsible. Why is that so? I don't know. That's the gzeris hakasav. So sach hakol, I'm very, very, very happy. I really am, because if not for you, everyone here coming and learning with me, or Mayor and Mr. Ms. Glatter and Heshi, you know, I would never know this very, very geshmaka stuff. Never really understood this. We learned over the last 2 days the four shomer, the shomer chinam, the shomer socher, the shoyel, and the socher. And we didn't just learn it, we learned it in the psukim with Rashi and Targum klar, with all the details and the sequence of the psukim with the clarity. And I'm very appreciative to you to have this clarity, because this is a very hard sugya. And Baruch Hashem, we're zoicha to learn this. I can go my whole life without ever looking at this, only because you learn with me, Baruch Hashem, be able to learn this inside with a degree of clarity. Thank you very much. Tomorrow we're going to learn the Siddur. Tomorrow we're going to learn the Siddur. Have a wonderful evening. And all the best to you all. Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Thank you.